Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
Okay, last Wednesday, our problem was 63 subtract 49. How would you solve this problem? Pause, solve it however you want, and then come on back to hear how we solve it. The problem is 63 minus 49.
Do-do-do. All right, Kim.
I'm going to go first.
Okay, go.
49 screams 50 to me, and you know I like the over, so I'm going to go 63 minus 50, which is 13, but I subtracted too much by 1. So I'm going to add 1 back. So 63 minus 49 is 14.
Super cool. I am going to play around with factoring.
Okay.
Because like you said, 49 screams 50. 49 to me screams sevens.
Yep.
So 63 is 9 sevens. Subtract 49 is 7 sevens. So 9 sevens subtract 7 sevens leaves me with 2 sevens, which is also 14. I got to tell you, when you were doing the over and you were thinking about subtracting 50, mm-hmm. when you said you subtracted too much, you're going to add 1 and I could hear you were getting to 14. What I thought to myself was good, because it needs to be a multiple of 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of a, because I knew I was headed for multiples of 7. Nice.
Very cool.
All right.
So we can't wait to see your math strategy. Maybe it was like one of ours. Represent your thinking. Take a picture and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did. Comment on their thinking.
Yeah, tag me when you're there and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the next MathStratChat problem that we'll post on Wednesdays around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then come back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Thank you for spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figureoutable.